It's Thursday, April the 16th, day 26. The government announced today that the current lockdown will go on for another 3 weeks. So this is going to be a longer haul than I had expected. It could be because the, quote, best scientific advice, unquote, that this government persistently claims to be following had simply advised on an extension of the lockdown. Or it could simply be that the hapless crowd of clowns currently in charge think that in 3 weeks' time Boris Johnson will be back to work, and they can go back to cowering in their departmental burrows while he takes the rap. Not that I mind the extension, to be honest. I'm one of the fortunate ones who can work from home, and we can have a rural cycle or a walk every day. And actually, there's something rather peaceful about having every day more or less the same. It's nice to be able to read more without feeling guilty that surely there is something else one should be doing. So I'm counting my blessings. The quietness of the roads is almost magical. Everywhere we cycle, we hear birdsong. And when a car does appear, it's astonishing how noisy it now seems. Even electric vehicles turn out to be noisy, which shows that tire noise is much more substantial than we had realised. We still find ourselves losing track of time, though. Mealtimes have become movable feasts. There's a small birdhouse outside our kitchen window, and a pair of blue tits have decided to set up house there. So they've been arriving with nest-making equipment in their beaks. Every time they arrive, I'm astonished that they can fit through the tiny entrance hole of their new Des Res. The other day, one of them arrived wearing what looked like a white walrus moustache. It was in fact a white feather. As we watched him apparently hesitating before bringing it into the box, it gradually dawned on us that while he had wisely decided not to try it, he was now unable to get the feather out of his beak. And so he was doing all kinds of things to try and scrape it against the flimsy twig on which he was precariously balancing. And any visiting Martian anthropologist would have been interested to see two apparently sane adults standing at their kitchen window shouting advice and encouragement to this tiny creature. Eventually, of course, he solved the problem in his own way, which might lead said Martian anthropologist to then wonder why humans use bird brain as a term of abuse. I had two Zoom virtual meetings today, both of them involving people on several continents. What's becoming obvious is that some people are becoming embarrassed by the domestic chaos behind them that's visible to their workmates. And so they found the facility in Zoom that enables you to put up a virtual background behind you. One of them, I know, shows the Golden Gate Bridge. There's probably another one, no doubt, showing the Great Wall of China. But one of my colleagues had an interesting variation on this today, as we discussed our new research project. Greenish lights gently pulsated behind her. When pressed to explain, she said it was a video of the Northern Lights. And the rest of us, with our rackety bookcases or bedroom wardrobes visible in the background, suddenly felt suitably provincial.